Etudes of Sofia. Hello everyone, you are listening to Etudes of Sofia. We are going to show you the culture site of our capital, Sofia. Every day, when we are in a rush to our workplace and we are captured in the noise of traffic, it's easy to forget for the little things that bring art in our life. So little that we can put them in an envelope. In the beginning of the last century, everybody had sent a piece of art to their beloved to tell them about their adventures. So today, we are going to present you the stories behind this art, called postcards. They have universal language that help us to look deeper into the aspects of communication. The next few minutes were inspired by the exhibition of postcards from the last century that we saw at the Ethnographic Museum in Sofia.
Dear friend of mine, it's been 5 days since I've come to Sofia. The capital of Bulgaria is very beautiful and charming. It's situated in the foot of the Vitosha mountain. This week I had a lot of free time, so I went sightseeing. In the picture above of this postcard, you can see the National Theater Ivan Vazov. It's named after the most popular Bulgarian writer. The building is one of the most significant and impressive in the center of Sofia, related to neoclassicism. It's designed by famous architects from Vienna. In front of the theater is the city garden, a small park where, for example, you can always take a rest and read a favorite book. In the second picture, you are seeing the main building of Sofia University, St. Clement Ohridsky. This is the oldest university in Bulgaria. There are so many young people around it and the atmosphere is very exciting. You surely have to visit this city. Greetings from Sofia, Anna.
Hello, dear Maria. I'm writing you with regards. I would like to tell you about my experience in Bulgarian capital Sofia. I arrived yesterday and I had the pleasure to see some interesting places on the road to my hotel. Both of them you're seeing in this postcard. On the left side of the postcard is the monument of the saints Cyril and Methodius, creators of the Cyrillic alphabet and the largest public library in the country named after them. I met a polite lady who was sitting in the beautiful garden in front of the landmark, so she told me these interesting facts. Close to the library is situated the St. Alexander Nevsky Cathedral. Believe me, this is the most beautiful Orthodox church I have ever seen. This is one of the symbols of the city and one of the biggest Eastern Orthodox cathedrals in the world. The cathedral is in Neo-Byzantine style and its gold-plated dome is 45 meters high. There are many tourists around it, so it's really worth to see it. Tomorrow I'll be meeting my landlord and we'll be visiting other special places in this beautiful city. Expect my experiences soon. Yours, George.
With the next song of the popular singer Orlin, we want to drop you in the atmosphere of the city now. The song is called For Her.
Истински пожар. Питам се как така сама. Вдишвам от нея и въздишам с нея или с никоя. Мисля си, че може да е тя. Гледам те и съм очуден, чуваме. Почти след какво правиш с мен. И съм се задържа като дете. Миша, не просто симпатична, жена без име и цена, че съм привлечен, имам ли вина. Идва и после си отива, за тази нощ единствена, красиви много, но желана една. Гледам те и съм чуден, зуба ме, почти съм хрото, правиш с мен.
Of internet, people are sending less and less postcards. But by sending photographs through the social media like Facebook and Instagram, we are saving this kind of art in the time. The most liked page in Facebook with photos which are capturing the spirit of the capital is called Sketches of Sofia. We asked the creator of the page, Ivan Shishiev, about the magic he captures every day.
Etudes of Sofia.
What has inspired you to create the Facebook page, The Sketches of Sofia?
First is the city where I'm living, is the capital of Bulgaria, Sofia. So that is one of the best cities for me in the world. And for me that is one of the most beautiful, most green and most interesting places, where the people are very kind.
And how does the daily life of the city turn into art?
First is the beginning of the day. This is a sunrise. When you're going up on the roofs, when I get the pictures. And that is the best thing in the world, just to see how the sunrise. That is one of the first impulse. After that, you see the tram school going around the city. You see the people going in the metro, and after that, work in the parks.
Which are the most magical places in Sofia?
There is magic everywhere. It's not just in the little streets. It's not just in the squares or the parks. Everything is part of this city. From the people to the buildings, from the streets, from the little streets to the big one. The roof from Alexandrian Cathedral, where the bells ring. And when you're going there in the evening, when you see the sunset and when you see the people going down, the most magical, beautiful place in Sofia. So for me, everything is a kind of the puzzle.
What has changed in the pictures since you made the page?
Actually everything. Buildings are renovated. The people for the 3 years get different style. Even the big changes like the metro going around.
What is the most important thing for the making of every sketch of Sofia unique?
To see the soul, even to get a picture of one dog or one cat, you must catch the soul of the picture. That is the Sketches of Sofia.
So Much Joy by the singer May. These days, Sofia provokes a great interest of people with different cultural experiences. You can meet persons like Luca from Italy, Alejandro from Spain, Lucas from Germany, and Vera from Portugal. Let's hear together their opinions about the culture site of our capital, Sofia.
Where are you from and what brought you in Sofia?
I'm from Spain. I'm from a city called Castellón in the north of Valencia. I think I chose Sofia because I didn't know anything about Bulgaria and I think I wanted to discover it.
I'm Luca. I'm from Italy, precisely close to Venice in the north. I study in Trento and I had this opportunity to come to Sofia because of my thesis research. So that's why I decided to come here, because like the university is really open for foreigners people also to do this kind of subject.
I'm Lucas. I'm from Germany and I'm coming from a small student town close to Frankfurt, and I was searching for something like an adventure, and that's why I decided me for Sofia.
I'm from Portugal, I live in Lisbon, and I chose Sofia because I wanted something really far and really different from Lisbon.
What was your first impression of the city and its culture?
In the airplane I met a Bulgarian girl and she was really nice to me and she helped me when I arrived at the airport and to go to my dorm, so a really good first impression from the people here.
This city is full of parks, and either in winter or summer or spring, they are nice. And about the culture, I was amazed. I was expecting more cold people or rude people, but actually Bulgarian population and people is really, really, really nice and kind.
Are there some major differences between the culture of Sofia and the culture of your city?
They think we are really similar. We love to meet people and know other cultures and have fun with them.
I think the most different is the mentality. And I think here the gap between old people and young people is much bigger than in Lisbon.
I think there's no really big difference between the people. Some Germans are a little bit special sometimes, because in Germany all is very strict, but my student town is more relaxed, more like here.
Did you manage to find and visit some cultural places here, and what was your experience there?
I prefer the music scene. I went in some like underground cultural places, which they provide also same kind of contemporary art, except for music. For example, in close to Telmi, in Sofia, they did an art exhibition, and also underground gallery, which is a kind of collective.
I'm studying art restoration, so I visit almost every church in Sofia, even the little ones. My specialty is to restore the art, not the creative part, so I didn't go to museums, but I already visit all the city.
I like the old historic buildings from the Roman Empire. I never had contact with something like that before.
I really like churches. I think churches are really beautiful, so I think I visited a lot of churches, Orthodox ones, a lot of parks.
Did you get acquainted with the work of Bulgarian artists during your stay here, and who made the biggest impression?
Maybe not in a professional way, but I met a lot of street artists, some music players around parks.
I went to some bars, for example, Rock and Rolla, and they had live music. Yeah. And after, we talked to a couple of bands and artists.
Honestly, I didn't get in touch a lot with Bulgarian artists, except for the underground music scene, which was really good. I didn't expect so much. Compared to Italy, it's way another world, like really, really better.
Etudes of Sofia. People are saying one image is equal to 1,000 words, but the written words on the back of the postcard or under the Facebook post give us the spirit of the image. The email plays the same role like the postcards in the past. The example of that is the email sent by Spanish guy Alejandro from Sofia to his friend in Spain.
Estimado David, por fin ha llegado la
Dear David, finally spring came to Sofia and the snow is over. Parks are full of life and the city filled with art. Street artists in every corner, you can feel life and culture. College is almost over and there is still a lot of work to do, but it is satisfying. Works at the church are improving. The wall paintings are already clean and we started to restore the surface damages. It's gonna be beautiful. As I said, with good weather, happiness and art arrive. And Sofia nights couldn't be more fulfilled of music. Every day in concerts, you can meet new bands and new sounds, and with it, new people and ideas. I must say goodbye and wish you all the best. See you soon.
Nos vemos pronto. Thank you.